smoking.
Thank you.
So that track was entitled Father's Day off Tracy Wynn's latest CD called Strolling. Now, what's your thing, Tracy? What's your gift?
My gift?
Yeah, your musical gift. Well, I see you standing with the big saxophone on the cover.
Yeah, I do get a lot of attention for that. Most people say the saxophone is bigger than I am, and it is, but it's a lot of fun to play.
How long have you been playing?
I played as a little kid, but for about 10 years. Yeah. I've been playing now, back into it.
Uh-huh.
I like to say 5 because I had to warm up for 5. So
it does take a minute or 2, doesn't
it? Yeah. Get your chops back. And it's still a learning process even today. So.
No, the saxophone is a fantastic instrument. My dad used to play the king saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it once, but the music teacher never really taught me anything, so I kind of sat in the chair, messing with the keys and that kind of thing. It never really happened for me, but I was always amazed at how people could pick up a horn and with the combination of keys create these different musical sounds. What was it that inspired you to pick up the saxophone as an instrument of choice?
Basically my stepfather, because mm-hmm. he played. And when we were growing up, we were instructed we would play instruments. So it really wasn't a choice of mine. I was kind of told I would do it, and I sort of rebelled. So that's why I said I did play as a kid. I learned fundamentals, but I never wanted to. And then I guess later in life, about 10 years ago, I thought, I want to do this. And I've stuck with it ever since then.
So what was that that brought about this epiphany for you?
I guess kind of like, sick of the 9-to-5 routine, wanting to just release myself in other ways. And I think musically is one way you can do it. It's sort of like art.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it alone or with others, but it's just a way to really express myself and through writing of the songs. And
cool.